Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Last week on the Ins and Outs of Money, we talked about how and why saving money is a good idea. And we gave an overview of the differences between some financial institutions that can help you do it, banks and credit unions. We talked about how they keep your money safe from tragedies that may strike another popular bank, you know, the one that's in your mattress. But there are other reasons to put your money in a financial institution, too.
What do you think the benefits of having a savings account might be?
Accruing interest on that sum of money, compounded however the bank sees fit.
Now, one of the biggest benefits of a savings account is that once it's started, it starts earning money on its own. Your money makes money through compound interest. That's right. This is one of the few times when doing absolutely nothing pays you back.
The longer you keep your money in the account, the more it adds up.
Let's say you put $5 a week into savings. That's $20 a month or so, and about $240 a year. Let's say you have a savings interest rate of 1%, which is actually pretty good these days. At the end of the year, when the interest compounds, in other words, adds up, you take 1% of $240 and add it to your total, ending your year with $242.40. Now, $2.40 may not seem like much in the short term, but if that extends over 20 years, you end up with $5,337.41 versus $4,800 if you just put your money in your mattress. Now, if you put $25 a week away instead of $5, 20 years at 1% interest will turn into $26,687.03. That's over $2,500 in interest just for not using your money. Your mattress cannot give you those rates. Now, you do need a little bit of money to start a savings account, but not much. Banks usually require at least $25 to open a basic savings account. You can open a savings account at the credit union for only $5, and online savings accounts often offer better interest rates and allow you to quietly and automatically deposit money from your paycheck each week.
Savings accounts have interest, but the rate's pretty low. I think it's more of a security issue and enabling you to be able to transfer money more easily through online banking and things. You can make it so you can automatically withdraw money and move your money around in a way that doesn't cause you great risk.
That might be the best way to get into the habit. Have your computer do it for you, silently, and look at your savings every year. Even small amounts add up. Now, of course, every financial institution is different, and there is a lot of fine print. Do your homework before you choose your institution. They're required to explain their rules, and if those rules aren't clear, ask questions. Ultimately, it's your responsibility to be responsible with your savings account. If you are, the rewards are worth it.
It probably just gets you in the habit of spending your money differently.
If you're bad at saving, too, it can maybe help you keep track of that a little bit more than just leaving it in your checking account or something.
Saving money is a good habit to get into, and a savings account is a good way to start. Having a stash of cash for emergencies that also pays you back is always a good idea.
For me, it's sort of like peace of mind in case there's an emergency. I have that money there that I don't have to be stressed and worried about. I'm not going to have a little bit if something happens.
And it teaches you to get used to not spending every penny you make, which can lead to even smarter investments that might return more of your savings in the future. It's a matter of deciding to do it. There are tons of resources in our community that can help you with your financial questions. For example, check out the It's Your Money project at the Monroe County Public Library at money.mcpl.info. You'll find great online resources right there. Or stop by and ask a librarian. As J.D. Roth, the man behind the blog Get Rich Slowly, says, "The rich are not rich because they earn a lot of money. The rich are rich because they save a lot of money." Join us next week for another edition of the Ins and Outs of Money. I'm your host and producer, Jason Evans Groth. Now get out there and save. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.